It is a long tradition that the Senate readily approves the United Nations ambassador, the president's messenger to the world. That tradition is now in jeopardy.
NPR's senior news analyst, Daniel Shore.
The nomination of John Bolton for UN ambassador has been unexpectedly stymied in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee by the defection of one Republican, George Voinovich of Ohio, who could have been joined by several others. The committee met yesterday, scheduled to send the nomination to the floor. But after a scorching denunciation of Bolton's record by Democratic Senators Joseph Biden and Christopher Dodd, doubts began to appear among moderate Republicans, and Chairman Richard Lugar found himself with no recourse but to postpone the vote for 3 weeks. During that time, more documents will be studied by the opposition, and having already testified for 8 hours, Bolton himself may be recalled for more testimony. The allegations against him run a damaging gamut. They range from trying to punish intelligence officers who disagreed with his theory that Cuba was developing biological weapons, to a clash with a woman while working in private enterprise on a development project in Kyrgyzstan. She wrote the committee that he chased her down the hall of a Russian hotel, throwing things at her. The White House had apparently not studied Bolton's record very carefully before his nomination. That was presumably because he had been cleared for other positions in government, most recently Under Secretary of State. Today, the White House renewed its confidence in him. But it can be said that this nomination is now in jeopardy. Even if he survives another 3 weeks of Democratic inquisition and is confirmed by the Senate, he will have to work with UN delegates who know that he has something less than unanimous support in his own country. This is Daniel Shore.